Well, hey there, all you beautiful people, and welcome to the most exhilarating ride of self-discovery. Get ready for a life-shifting journey as we dive deep into the topics of self-love, self-worth, some other selfies, as well as unlocking the transformative power of setting healthy boundaries so you can embrace your true potential and take charge of your life. This is not your typical self-help podcast. Oh no, we are taking it up a notch and then some. No sugarcoating, no fluff, just real talk and real results. We're diving headfirst into those topics that some may shy away from, but not here. Together, we'll uncover the wisdom in embracing the tough stuff. I'm bringing my high energy and no-nonsense approach to the mic, and we're ready to break through those barriers holding you back. Get ready to amplify your inner power and learn simple yet super effective tools to unleash the greatness that resides within you. So buckle up, my friends. We're about to embark on an adventure of a lifetime. Embrace your uniqueness, cherish your self-worth, and let's create a life that sets your soul on fire. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode packed with insights, laughter, and maybe even a little dancing. Together, we'll crush those self-doubts, level up our self-love game, and celebrate every step of this incredible journey. Are you ready to ignite the power from within? Well then, let's do this. I'm Denise Marsh, your enthusiastic guide on this roller coaster of growth, and I cannot wait to see you thrive. Get ready for an adventure that'll leave you feeling empowered, inspired, and equipped to take on the world. This is Getting Raw with Denise, where we redefine authenticity and have a blast doing it. Denise keeping it raw, raw, raw. Denise keeping it raw. Hello and happy sweet day to you. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Getting Raw with Denise. And if this is your first time listening to my podcast, welcome and thank you. I am so pumped to get into this episode. Let's talk about what else is possible. You know, all of us humans play the what if game. Quite often, sometimes we ask ourselves, what if things go right? What if things go wrong? We ask, what if this turns out even better than I expected, or it turns out worse than I expected? What if this? What if that? When we're putting it out there, we're talking about the possibilities, whether it's a good possibility or not so good possibility. But if you are going to play the what if game anyway, then you get to ask yourself, what else is possible for me? What is possible for my life? And that is a fun and powerful question, because what is possible for you? And if it's kind of a challenge for you to even think about it in a good way or an uplifting way or forward movement way, think about what has been possible for you already in your life. You have not made it this far just by luck, just by coasting, just by existing. You've taken some action to get to where you are. You have imagined yourself doing things that you are actually doing. You have dreamed of having things that you actually have. You have desire to feel certain ways that you have actually felt. So if all of those things are true for you, then what else is possible? So recently, I was leading a virtual accountability group, and we were talking about being in the season of transition. And now we can argue that every season that we're in is a season of transition, but not really. Sometimes we go through seasons of reaping the benefits and rewards of what we have planted for ourselves. Sometimes we are enjoying what we have put out there for ourselves or what someone has put out there for us. Sometimes we are in a season of transition, change, shifting. Those seasons are not always the easiest. Sometimes they can be darn right challenging. And it seemed as if every single person on that virtual session was in a season of transition. And I too am in a season of transition. And I have come to find that when I'm in a season of transition, it is helping me to gear up for what's coming next. Now, typically, all right, when I'm in the season of transition, it feels pretty rocky at times. Sometimes it can feel a little cloudy where I'm just not quite sure what's happening. And back in the day, some years ago, this would have sent me spiraling. I mean, it would have sent me into a state of sheer panic. And now when it happens, I don't panic. I don't spiral. I do have to sit with it sometimes. I need to sit with what I'm feeling and just see where these feelings and thoughts are coming from. So that way I can gain a little bit more clarity on what is happening right now for me. Sometimes we're so eager to ask ourselves what's next when we need to ask the question of what's now for me? What's happening right now for me? What am I experiencing right now? And when we do that, it does give us a sense of comfort, even in the darkest hours, being in the present, acknowledging what's happening right now for you can give you a sense of comfort. And when we are able to feel comforted, we can now think up the possibilities of what's going to help us to move forward. It can be a bit difficult to sometimes think about moving forward in the best way when we're not in the best headspace. Our mind, body, and spirit have to be on the same accord or we are out of whack. When you're feeling off, check in with yourself and see what's not lining up. Is it my head? Is it my spirit? Is it my body? What's not feeling right? Check in with yourself. See what's really going on with you. Are you stressed about work? Are you having some challenges and issues at home? Is there a relationship or few that are struggling right now? What's happening? Now, something else that we did dive into during that accountability group session was being able to detach from what you are experiencing. So that way you're able to look at what is actually happening in a new way. When we are in the middle of something, like we are smack dead in the middle of some crapola or some really crazy things or some really harsh stuff, sometimes that's all you can see and it doesn't feel good. The possibilities don't feel that great. And so what can help is to try and figure out how to detach yourself from what you're experiencing, step back, and look at it from a different angle. When we're too close to something, we can't really see it for what it is. You can call that having your blinders on. You can call it being in denial. You can call it whatever you want. But the fact is, when you're in the middle of something, and it seems like it's just swirling around you, you can't see the picture for what it truly is. You are only experiencing what's happening to you. So detach from it. Step back and look at it for what it truly is. I'll give an example. Now, some of you may know that in 2022, I was in a car accident, and that car accident could have gone a completely different way. Someone did hit me. They ran into me while I was in my Jeep. And from that accident, I suffered from severe nerve damage in my brain, severe nerve damage in my spine. I had a lot of issues happening. And I was not able to do anything that I normally would do. I wasn't able to function the way I normally did. I could not even think, speak, or move the way that I was used to. And I will tell you right now, it was a scary time for me. And it was scary because the doctors were telling me that, hey, you may never get back to your version of normal. You may actually become paralyzed on your right side. You may lose all cognitive function. You may develop early onset dementia. Your short-term memory loss may become permanent. And on and on and on, the list of things that they described to me and my husband of what could possibly happen. It was hitting home. Now, listen, I did say this was not going to be my story. I said it, I claimed it. And even though I was feeling like, no, this will not be how my story ends, this will not be how my life turns out, it was still scary because I have a team of professional people telling me that after looking at my scans and the x-rays and the this and the that, that this is what my life was turning into. And because I could not fully function the way that I was used to, there was a part of me that believed what they were saying. But I did not want to fully believe it. Now, day by day, I'm faced with these challenges. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time with describing all the things that I had to do and adjust to and what I experienced. But what I will say is that there were times that I was so stuck in what was happening, what I was experiencing, that it felt cloudy for me. And there were times when I just didn't know what was next. And truth of the matter, none of us really know what's next. But when you are faced in a very unfamiliar situation, it can feel confusing, frustrating. It can feel a lot of different things. But I got to the point where I said, listen, if I am going to look at this situation in a different way, not from the way the doctors told me to look at this, not from the way even my body is telling me what's going on, but if I want to truly see this for what it is, I have to detach from it. I have to detach from the pain. I have to detach from the frustration. I have to detach from the fear so I can look at what's really happening in a new way. And I did that. I was able to do that. I was able to detach from what I was experiencing. And it was then that I was able to find a different way to heal. It was then that I really recognized that the treatment plan that they had me on was not working for me. It was then that I decided to advocate for myself and choose a different path of healing. It was then that the true recovery started for me. And clearly it worked, because here I am talking to a mic in your ear right now. There's no dementia. I am not paralyzed. I do still have a little nerve challenges here and there, but I claim that I have made a full recovery. But I could have easily just succumbed to what they told me and just said, okay, well, the doctor said this is what it is, so this is what it is. But no, I didn't want to choose that route, and I did not. But again, sometimes we have to step away from it. And we get to say to ourselves, what else is possible? I know what they told me is possible, but what else do I feel is possible? Is it possible that they could be wrong? Is it possible that I will regain full function of my body? Is it possible that I will actually be able to run again and walk for more than a few minutes? It was possible. It is possible. So, my question to you, my wonderful human, to you who took the time to push play and listen to this episode, what else is possible for you in this lifetime? What else is possible for you in your relationship? What else is possible for you with your health? What else is possible for you when it comes to your career? That dream that you've been sitting on, is it possible that it can become your reality? The fun part is that we do get to ask these questions. And we get to dream up all of the different possibilities. Now, here's the dealio. If you are listening to this and you are thinking to yourself, Denise, yeah, this sounds good and kudos to you for healing, but you don't know what I'm going through. And right now, nothing good seems possible for me. Actually, everything feels really hard for me. Then this is where I say to you, I'm going to ask you this. What part are you playing in this experience that you're having? When we are telling ourselves that life feels really hard and life isn't going the way we want it to, there are times that it really is because of things out of our control. However, there are also parts of it that are within our control. So what part are you playing in this? And please understand that this is not me blaming you or shaming you or saying, oh, your problems are because you messed up along the way. No, that's not what I'm saying to you. What I am saying to you is that you have the opportunity to see what part you are playing in how your life is going or not going in the route you want it to take. Using that same example of the accident I was in and the recovery I had to go through, I could have just sat there and said, this is awful. This is horrible. I'm so angry at the person for hitting me. I'm so angry that they were so busy texting and not realizing that they were about to run into me. I could have done that. I could have blamed the person who hit me. I could have blamed the medical professionals. I could have done a whole lot of blame, but for what? I also had a part to play in my recovery. I didn't have a part to play in the accident, but I had a part to play in my recovery. I had choices to make. So again, when I say that it could have went a completely different way, it surely could have if I would not have done things in a different way. So we have to ask ourselves, what role am I playing in the way that I view the success of my life? And success, that means something different to everyone. And even asking that question, you know, what is possible when it comes to thinking about having a successful life? Is a successful life to you having love, joy, peace of mind? Is a successful life having money to pay for your expenses and be able to eat out at nice restaurants and take a vacation and save money? Is success having a healthy life, a healthy family? Is success being surrounded by friends and having an active social life? What does success mean to you? This question, what else is possible? My goodness, I just want to scream this. And I know that I say it on so many of my episodes that we have this precious gift of life. And guess what? I'm going to continue to say it. And if you're tired of hearing me say it, then You probably don't want to listen to any more of my episodes because I'm pretty sure I'm going to say this again, that we have this one known life right here that we're living right now. And we get to choose how we live it. You know, I'm actually getting quite emotional right now. I'm thinking about the people that I personally know who have passed away, who did not get to live a full life. I'm thinking of the people that I personally know who I feel may have died too soon, but they lived as best that they could. I'm thinking about the people who are living right now, but are just existing. So afraid of taking a step. So afraid of living life on their own terms. Not just on what people are telling them they have to do. I'm thinking about the people who are so afraid to live their lives because they're afraid of being judged. I'm thinking about the people who are afraid to ask their question of what else is possible. I'm thinking about that person. I'm thinking about those people. I'm thinking about those lives who are afraid to live. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about me. I'm thinking about us. I'm so grateful that I am not the person that I was before. I'm so grateful that I believe in faith. I believe in taking chances. I believe in dreaming. I'm so grateful that I am surrounded by people who love me. I'm so grateful that I get to love people. I'm so grateful. Because at one point, I was scared. I was sad. I was anxious. I was depressed. I was hopeless. I remember those days. I'm thinking about that version of me that's still a part of me that I have been able to look at with grace, compassion, love. I'm grateful that right now, right here in this lifetime, I get to use my platform to encourage other people to go out and live. This episode is not meant to scare you into thinking your life is almost over. This episode is meant to encourage you to remember that your life is not over. And you get to make a choice right now about what is happening in your life right now, what direction you want to take right now. I'm not talking about the logistics of your life. I'm not talking about the things out of your control. I'm talking about you. What do you want? What are you going to do about it? It's time out for being afraid of being judged. It's time out for shaming yourself and blaming everyone else. It's time out for just sitting by and letting life pass you by, because time is going to do its thing. Are you? What else is possible for you? What else is possible for your life? What else is possible? You can get hung up on the things that don't matter. You can get hung up on the things that's happening in the world that, again, can feel really scary. You can get hung up on all of that and thinking that there's just doom and gloom. You can get hung up on that all you want, but you're not doing yourself any justice by doing that. You have a gift, and that gift is this life. You get to ask yourself, what's going to bring me joy? How much more love do I want? How much more love do I want to give? How much fun do I want to have? What else is possible? Because there is a whole
ocean-filled amount of possibilities for you. Don't let another day go by without the question being asked, what else is possible?
Oh, thank you for being part of this exhilarating journey through Getting Raw with Denise. Your commitment to self-discovery and growth is truly inspiring. If you have found value in this discussion, I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take a moment to share this podcast, or you could even leave a review on Google or Apple Podcasts. Your feedback helps others on a similar journey discover this complimentary resource and embark on their own transformative path. For more resources and support, please visit denisemarsh.net. Let's stay connected and continue uplifting one another. Remember, you hold the power to redesign and align your life from within. Embrace your uniqueness, cherish your self-worth, and set those healthy boundaries with confidence. Keep diving deep into your true self, unleashing the potential that resides within. You are capable of greatness, and the world needs your authentic brilliance. Thank you once again for being a part of this incredible community. Until next time, stay true to yourself, keep shining, and let's keep getting raw together. Let's keep